This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for April 22nd, 2011. I'm Natalie Pinchem. This podcast will feature a summary of two case reports and a technical note published by JNS Spine today. Reconstruction of the pelvis and lumbar pelvic junction using two vascularized autologous bone grafts after en bloc resection for an iliosacral chondrosarcoma. A technical note by Ehud Mendel and colleagues. Sacral tumors are uncommon and often large at diagnosis, and their close association with the pelvic viscera, nerves, and blood vessels present challenging surgical problems with significant potential for postoperative impairment of ambulation, as well as bowel, bladder, and sexual function. En bloc resection with negative tumor margins represents the best chance of control or cure, as current adjuvant therapies remain ineffective. Tumor involvement of the sacrum with extension to the greater sciatic notch and ipsilateral ilium requires an external hemipelvectomy and sagittal sacrectomy with sacrifice of the lower extremity to achieve en bloc resection followed by lumbar pelvic reconstruction. The authors present the case of a patient with an iliosacral chondrosarcoma to illustrate a novel lumbar pelvic reconstruction technique in which vascularized soft tissue and two vascularized bone grafts were harvested from the amputated lower extremity and transferred to the pelvis as composite flaps to restore pelvic ring integrity, augment lumbar pelvic fusion, and close the soft tissue defect. The biomechanical dynamics of this unique construct are discussed in this article. Spinal epidural hematoma following removal of incorrectly placed jugular central venous catheter. A case report by Kunio Yokoyama and co-authors. Various complications associated with cannulation of the jugular vein have been reported, and its frequency ranges from 5 to 19%. However, the authors encountered a previously unreported complication associated with central venous cannulation via the right internal jugular vein. A 59-year-old man underwent an operation for stomach cancer. The central venous line was inserted via the right internal jugular vein. On postoperative day 2, marked swelling around the right side of his neck worsened. A cervical CT scan demonstrated that the catheter tip of the central venous line had penetrated the jugular vein and reached the spinal epidural space. The catheter was carefully extracted under fluoroscopy in the operating room. Several minutes after catheter removal, the patient complained of sudden severe back pain and eventually developed mild paraparesis of both lower extremities. MR imaging revealed a large spinal epidural hematoma that was compressing the dorsal spinal cord. The patient underwent emergency surgical removal of the epidural hematoma as well as spinal cord decompression. After surgery, the patient showed full recovery of his lower extremity motor function. The authors realized that not only the acquisition of anatomical knowledge, but also careful observation after cannulation is necessary when a catheter is inserted. Cervical spontaneous spinal epidural hematoma with internal jugular vein thrombosis. A case report by Atsushi Ishida and co-workers. Spontaneous spinal epidural hematoma is a rare condition that usually requires immediate surgical therapy. The scientific literature includes several reports of spontaneous spinal epidural hematomas, but their etiology is still unclear. The main causes include vascular malformation, anticoagulation therapy, and neoplasms. However, the cause of bleeding is unknown in 40% of cases. Interestingly, fragile spinal veins, especially the valveless epidural venous plexus, are considered sites of structural weakness, but that has not been presented clinically so far. In this article, the authors describe a case of spontaneous spinal epidural hematoma at the C3 to 5 level, causing mild left hemiparesis that resolved after spontaneous thrombolysis in the left internal jugular vein. The authors also present radiological findings that suggest idiopathic internal jugular vein thrombosis may cause a cervical spontaneous spinal epidural hematoma. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.